people say that we shouldn't be concerned with Russian tanks, you know, just crossing Ukraine's borders, so long as millions of illegal aliens are crossing our borders. Well, that's an easy argument to make on its face. And let me make it abundantly clear. In fact, I'll give you an example later in the program today about how bad the southern border is. And I'll also explain to you later how what Biden is now saying about building a border wall is total bullcrap. Total bullcrap. So when we say that, hey, Russian tanks crossing Ukraine's borders, hey, then, you know, why do we care about that when we have millions of illegal aliens crossing America's border? Well, the problem is not that Mr. Biden lacks the resources to secure the border. He has those resources. The problem is that he is indifferent. He is indifferent to open border advocates. He doesn't even want to try. In fact, that's what they want. So that's separate and apart from Ukraine. If you want to fix the southern border, you got to fix the presidency. You got to change the presidency. So I just think that argument doesn't stand. Those are two separate issues. And it goes to the sixth point that people like to make, and that is Ukraine is a problem for Europe. It's not our problem. Well, actually, it is our problem. Under the 1994 Budapest Memorandum, on security assurances, Ukraine agreed to give up its nuclear weapons in exchange for a pledge, a promise by the United States to, quote, provide assistance to Ukraine if Ukraine should become a victim of an act of aggression. Now, Russia also pledged in the Budapest Memorandum back in 1994 that they would refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or the political independence of Ukraine. But Russia doesn't keep its promises. We do. We made an agreement. We promised as a nation. Let me just ask you this. How many of you have ever even heard of the 1994 Budapest Memorandum on Security Assurances? How many of you even knew that we made a promise? We made a promise. Hey, you give up your nuclear weapons, we'll protect your border integrity. We'll protect you from any sort of invasion. We agreed to that. NATO agreed to that. You can go Google it. Go duck, go it. 1994 Budapest Memorandum on Security Assurances and read it for yourselves. America made a promise. And America keeps its promises. The seventh argument that people make. The NATO countries are not carrying their fair share. They're not carrying what they agreed to do. All right? When we get back, let's go to some facts about what the NATO allies are doing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. We're analyzing this whole argument that we shouldn't be doing these things in Ukraine. And so far, I think there are about 10 things I want to cover. We've gone through six. The seventh one is that NATO is just a bunch of freeloaders. Are they? That's next. Don't go away.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings? Want to say goodbye to the wild shifts in your portfolio? You deserve an investment that delivers consistent monthly returns and is built on solid American ground. Phoenix Capital Group invites you to invest in the heart of America and support U.S. energy independence. They're introducing investors to high-value oil and gas investments here in the U.S. They connect private investors like you with investments in tangible oil and gas assets. Phoenix Capital Group offers high-yield corporate bonds to investors with returns of 8 to 12% annual interest paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings and they're open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. To find out more, download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide packet today at investingwithphoenix.com. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how to diversify your portfolio and earn 8 to 12% annual interest with Phoenix Capital Group. Learn more and invest in America at investingwithphoenix.com. That's investingwithphoenix.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about, this all started with the idea that Code Pink and many Republicans on the right, so you had the left and the right agreeing, at least agreeing in wording, that what we're doing in Ukraine is wrong and we ought to stop. And any time strange bedfellows like that get together, it makes me want to deep dive into whether or not what their claim is true. So we're going through some talking points about Ukraine. And if you missed those earlier, get on the podcast, listen to the podcast for the first hour, and I've gone through six of them. I'm going to get through, see if I can get through the rest of them in this segment. And the next one is that people are arguing that NATO is freeloading, that they're not carrying their fair share. Well, according to something called the Kiel Institute, K-I-E-L, you can Google that one too. Kiel Institute. The total European commitments are now twice as large as our commitment. Now, let me dive into that just a little bit. Some countries, I mean, the Kiel Institute says that in total, all of the NATO allies are contributing more than the U.S. is. But that doesn't mean that some of those countries, Germany, we're looking at you, really need to, you know, maybe we need to kind of slap them around a little bit. Or at least maybe some of their NATO allies on the continent, maybe the United Kingdom and France. need to slap some of the others around a little bit. But you can look it up. KIEL, the Kiel Institute, shows factually that the European commitments are now twice as large as Americans. Number eight, the argument is that expanding NATO caused Russia to invade Ukraine. I find this argument actually kind of absurd. NATO itself is a defensive alliance. It's not an aggressive alliance. Do you know why Putin opposes NATO expansion? Because NATO members are tougher to bully. Because NATO, you think about Poland, you think about Germany, when you think about France, or you think about any of the allies. Unlike us, we never had... Let's go back to World War II. Let me specify World War II. During World War II, we did not fight on our soil. We did not have Nazis from Germany invading us. Now, yes, later in World War II, we did have the Imperial Japanese Army attack Pearl Harbor. But I'm talking about we did not suffer the way that Europe did during World War II. So NATO has learned they're not an aggressive alliance, they're a defensive alliance, and they're tougher to bully. Besides, to join NATO, that requires the agreement of all members. Germany is among those who would not have given consent. Mr. Putin knew that. I don't think they're going to allow Ukraine into NATO anyway. Well, let's say they don't. Ukraine acts as a buffer against all the other NATO allies. So, no, NATO's expansion did not cause Russia to invade Ukraine. Vladimir Putin did that. You know, the other thing I find interesting about that article is this. Why is it that everybody always wants to shift blame? Not from the person, let's say, that murdered somebody because they actually pulled the trigger, but because they had a bad childhood. I mean, that's kind of what they're saying about Vladimir Putin. Well, you know, he invaded Ukraine because, well, NATO was, you know, he looked across the fence, and NATO was a threat to him, and he got scared, so he decided to invade before they invaded. What a bunch of bullcrap. That's such a leftist way of thinking. Number nine, the ninth one. People argue there ought to be a diplomatic solution. Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to Vladimir Putin himself. Vladimir Putin is not going to negotiate until he's convinced that it's useless waiting for Americans to quit. Now, cutting aid leads him to conclude just the opposite, leading him to conclude that America is going to quit. So if he's convinced that America is going to quit, there is no diplomatic solution. He will continue to fight until he thinks he can wear us down. And if he does that and actually does wear us down, Xi Jinping is over here in the Indo-Pacific looking at Taiwan and watching us get weak and going back on our word from the 1994 Budapest Memorandum and saying, ha, they'll do the same thing with Taiwan. I'll just blow up some ships. I'll kill a bunch of sailors. And America will give up, and I'll take over Taiwan. You don't think our allies, South Korea, Japan, Australia, the Philippines, that they're not watching the same thing? Power is what these tyrants recognize. And then the last one. If Russia was able to colonize Ukraine, it doesn't make any difference to most Americans. That outcome will be perceived with justification as another defeat of the United States of America. And it will be one more perception, all the more significant following Biden's war surrender in Afghanistan and Obama's precipitate retreat from Iraq and Obama's allowing Crimea to be taken over. We will be perceived all across the world as weak. We don't keep our promises. And if the Middle East, if the Saudis want to cut a deal with Israel, by the way, Israel is in the news today, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, all the nations in Indo-Pacific, all the nations in Southeast Asia will suddenly start making their own alliances. And the world's reserve currency, the dollar, could easily go away. The American world order could easily go away. If we go down this road, you will never find the restoration of American greatness again. I think this whole thing with Russia is that serious. And while I don't like a lot of things, I don't like how it's being prosecuted, I don't like the way the president talks about it, I don't like a lot of things. But we made a promise. And if we don't keep that promise, this will be a tipping point. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I want to go back to COVID. I found an article about COVID that will scare you to death. That's next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's National Rescue Service says the death toll has risen to 100 from Hamas's surprise incursion into southern Israel. A massive terrorist attack today. Yadi Yagodavsky is an official with Israel's Emergency and Medical Service. He says that people have been ordered to stay indoors in some parts of the country.
The order was that people who live in the radius of 80 kilometers around the Gaza Strip must stay at home in their protected areas, their home, bomb shelters, etc.
Hamas terrorists fired thousands of rockets and sent dozens of fighters into Israeli towns near the Gaza Strip this morning. President Biden is condemning that attack. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president called it an appalling assault by terrorists from Gaza and said the Jewish state has a right to defend itself and its people. Mr. Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and said in a White House statement that the U.S. stands ready to offer all appropriate means of support. And he reiterated that his administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The remnants of former tropical storm Philippe are bearing down on waterlogged New England with the promise of rain, wind, and isolated power outages. Here's National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac.
We have a combination of a strong front moving through the east and then the remnants of Philippe moving up towards New England. It's producing a pretty broad area of rainy weather today, anywhere from eastern New York, eastern Pennsylvania.
Eastern Maine and Atlantic Canada expected to bear the brunt of the storm. That could be a problem since those areas are still waterlogged after a visit from Tropical Storm Lee about 3 weeks ago. The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed at least 15 people and injured dozens of others in western Afghanistan. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082.
He's voiced concerns about the possibility of an innocent person being put to death. McDougal has been a supporter of death row inmate Richard Glossop, who has long maintained his innocence and whose case is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. John Scott reported.
A United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket soared off the launch pad at Cape Canaveral yesterday, carrying two Tesla satellites for Amazon's Project Kuiper. It's a planned internet service meant to rival SpaceX's broadband network. Amazon launching its first two test satellites yesterday. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I sincerely appreciate that. Rules of engagement real quickly today. Text the word Michael to 33103. If you want to follow me on social media, find the podcast, find an affiliate, see the stories that we post and talk about, read my bio, whatever you want to do, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And I say I want to do that quickly because there's news that broke before as I was coming into the studio today, that Israel has declared war against Gaza, well, against Hamas and Hezbollah, which control the Gaza Strip. Now, let me just say right now, I don't have any of the details of that story whatsoever. And I do want to talk. I promised to talk. I told you I was going to talk about COVID. Indeed, I am going to talk about COVID. But I can't go through the rest of the program without at least mentioning what's going on in Israel. Because, and let me find, there was a incredibly insightful text message. See, this is what I mean about how text messages are important. This comes from Goober number 4141. Michael, I am sure you are aware of the attacks in Israel this morning. Is it possible that Hamas, which is the governing body in the Gaza Strip, is it possible that Hamas is being used by Russia and or China to create another diversion to further confuse our already confused president and Defense Department staff? I would love to have been a fly on the wall to hear the conversation between Joe Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Remember his last trip, he was treated like a red-headed stepchild. Bingo! It very easily could be. But this, look, I want to say this calmly because I don't know or necessarily believe this. What I do believe is I have said oftentimes that much like in World War I, there will be an Archduke Ferdinand moment. And that moment is where the Archduke was assassinated. Nobody saw at the time that that was the tipping point that led to World War I. The assassination of the Archduke. That is, if you go back in history, that's the moment that started all the other movements that led to World War I. And I have said consistently, I would say, been on the radio 18 years now. We'll be 18 years in January. I have probably for the past maybe 10 years, maybe a little longer, I have said that there will be some tipping point. And I don't know what it is. It could be an economic collapse. It could be a depression. It could be an invasion. It could be Israel declaring war on Hamas. It could be anything that when we look back, we realize that was the tipping point that led to Russia, maybe the Russian invasion of Ukraine was that tipping point. But it could lead to Russia moving even further, Russia deciding to move on Poland, Russia deciding to move on Germany, the People's Republic of China moving on to the Republic of China, in other words, China moving on to Taiwan. Or Kim Jong-un doing something, even accidentally, blowing up an American warship with a missile. There could be any number of things. Another terrorist attack on our country that we trace back to the Chinese Communist Party. The point I'm trying to make is all of these things going on in the world right now make the world an incredibly dangerous place. And Americans, you know, I was talking to Damien about this during the break. Americans, all of us, you know, I get paid to do this. So I get paid. Part of, you know, my job is to come, you know, for 23 hours a week to come in and present stories and analysis and opinion about what's going on in the world. And so to do that in a thoughtful and factual manner means that I have to really do a lot of research, and I have to. I can't just listen to what CNN or Fox News. I can't just listen to what they say, and then come in here and just be a shill and spill out what they say. That wouldn't be me. I couldn't live with myself just doing that. But number two, what good does that do for you to listen to me if I'm just repeating the same crap that you hear on MSNBC or CNN or Fox News? Instead, I try to do an analysis, and that takes time. People say, well, you only work 23 hours a day. Oh, my God, no. I probably work 80 hours a week because I'm constantly searching and reading and digging deeper into stories, and most Americans don't have that time. Most Americans barely have time to watch the evening news or to watch whatever their favorite show is on a cable channel or many Americans are so inundated and overrun by all of this news and all of the stuff going on in the world that they just tune it out. And while that irritates me, I don't blame them for doing it. So the point being that I don't know, and I don't necessarily, and I certainly am not claiming that what Israel declaring war on Hamas, that that is a tipping point. But I just want you to think about it. That there are all these little things going on in the world. There's all these little things going on in this country. It's probably the most, you know, every generation thinks that they live in the worst of times. Well, I'm not saying that we live in the worst of times, because look around us. Even with inflation, even with our lack of energy independence, all of the problems we have in this country, it's still better than every other place. And trust me, other than Antarctica, I've virtually been to every other place on the world, and this is still the best place. So I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just trying to say there's a lot going on, and any number of these things could be the one thing that suddenly we look back on, and that was what started, that's what put the country on a war footing, just simply trying to defend our own borders. Well, that's a pleasant note for a Saturday, isn't it? But I just felt like because of the text messages, I needed to address that. Yes, I don't know what this declaration of war by Israel means. You have Israel right now doing all of the other stuff with the Saudis and others, which I think is a good thing, don't get me wrong. But as Gubernator 8735 also texted, Mike, I'm sure your show prep was prepared well in advance of the Hamas attack on Israel, but our prayers are with the people of Israel. It is horrific. And Bibi Netanyahu has indicated, quote, we are at war. God save us all if Israel is defeated. Israel won't be defeated. I mean, I do agree God save us all if Israel is defeated, but I don't think they will. But for Israel to defend itself to the fullest could draw in other foreign support to help Hamas. Because remember, Hamas is a terrorist organization. So other terrorist organizations may come to their aid, and the snowball grows. Now, let's take a break here. When we get back, there was a tweet storm that Janice in Boston, thank you, Janice, brought to my attention that I want to share with you. And it's about COVID. And it's about COVID that we haven't heard about. You see, we're living just far enough away from the lockdowns and the pandemic that some of the truth is starting to come out. And some of the truth is actually kind of frightening. That's coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for everything you need. All right, got that done. So a friend of mine in Boston tagged me in a series of tweets that someone by the name, and Joe, if you're listening, I'm mispronouncing your name and I'm sorry. I think it's Joe Steiff. And Joe Steiff on Twitter has dug into the COVID-19 vaccine mandate origins. Have you ever thought about how and why we got to a vaccine mandate? I was watching Apple TV my wife wanted to watch it. So of course I'm being a good husband and watching it too. And I admit it's mostly good. But it's a television show about a television show. It's a television show about a morning news show. And it's kind of expanded to now it's a television show about the network. And the episode that we watched, which was season 3, episode 5 last night, was focused on going back and kind of reliving COVID in January 6th. And it was kind of confusing to me. because I couldn't figure out what they were trying to, what's the message? Is there some subliminal message? But the scenes were this eerie flashback to people, you know, lining up and getting their COVID, you know, jab. I refused to call it a vaccine, but they were getting their COVID jab. People were scrubbing down everything, you know, with alcohol and with, you know, the Clorox wipes, and people were standing 6 feet apart, and they were deciding, wait, can we wear a mask? Do we not have to wear a mask? Hey, it's just you and me here. Can we take our masks off? Hey, I'm going out to a bar. Well, if you go out to a bar, don't you come back? I mean, it was just this fascinating retrospective of all of these mandates. Well, Joe Stieff has come up with some blockbuster information, in my opinion, about the origins of the COVID mandate vaccine and the truth about Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, and Vivek Ramaswamy. I never knew this. But his thread details how Donald Trump and Jared Kushner and Vivek Ramaswamy, that their business was used as a backdoor to tear away our medical freedom and then claim innocence that we didn't do anything. It's a fascinating story. And I want to just give you the gist of it. In early September 2021, Joe Biden capped his summer of speaking about the carrot and the stick by introducing the stick. And that was the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Now you think about that. In hindsight, think about, now I know as a lawyer, there are a couple of cases out there that say that the government can force you to take some medicines, some vaccines, if it's for the public health interest. Now I disagree with those decisions. But I just want you to be aware that I'm aware of those decisions, and some decisions out there do say that. But I think those decisions are wrong. And I think that if we're going to, for example, claim that, you know, abortion should be legal, and I'm not making a comment about whether it should be or not, but if it should be legal because it's, you know, by my body, my choice, why isn't that same rationale applied to whether or not I'm going to take a vaccine? Because for a nation that's built on the ideas of freedom and individual liberty and individual freedom, all of this story is shocking to me. How did we get here, he asks. He says, let's begin with some basics. Vivek Ramaswamy started something called Roivant Sciences in 2014. He registered that company in Bermuda. Second, the company structure is basically creating a new subsidiary that focuses on a specialty. And each new entity, a variant, a vant, as they call it, there were as many as 14 vants. This is Vivek Ramaswamy, mostly dealing with new drugs that were purchasing and trying to get to market. So one of these vants, one of these subsidiaries, was called DataVant, DataVant. Well, what is DataVant? It was established in 2017, headquartered in San Francisco, and it was a vant, one of these subsidiaries, that focused on health information data. And kind of benign on the surface. But we know that in 2017, nothing was much going on, but we know that the world began to change rapidly in 2019. In 2019, this company of Vivek Ramaswamy that was going to deal in health data was only 2 years into his existence. So I point that out, because there are a lot of data management companies out there that deal with healthcare and that deal with data, health data. But they've been in existence for years, if not decades. And Vivek Ramaswamy's company was less than 2 years, approximately 2 years into existence. Well, what happened on March 13, 2020? On March 13, 2020, Donald Trump signed the Declaration of a National Emergency. Let me read to you section 1 of that declaration. The Secretary of Health and Human Services may exercise the authority under Section 1135 of the SSA to temporarily waive or modify certain requirements of the Medicare, Medicaid, and state children's health insurance programs and of HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability for Privacy Act, the rule that protects all of our health data, and says that you can temporarily waive that throughout the duration of the public health emergency declared in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. So there you have the first bombshell. They waived HIPAA. So what does that have to do with Vivek Ramaswamy's company? Huh. Well, it goes back to Harvard classmates. Text the word Michael, Michael 33103. Harvard classmates. Huh. That's next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Tired of watching stock market swings? Want to say goodbye to the wild shifts in your portfolio? You deserve an investment that delivers consistent monthly returns and is built on solid American ground. Phoenix Capital Group invites you to invest in the heart of America and support U.S. energy independence. They're introducing investors to high-value oil and gas investments here in the U.S. They connect private investors like you with investments in tangible oil and gas assets. Phoenix Capital Group offers high-yield corporate bonds to investors with returns of 8-12% annual interest paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings and they're open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. To find out more, download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide packet today at investingwithphoenix.com. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how to diversify your portfolio and earn 8-12% annual interest with Phoenix Capital Group. Learn more and invest in America at investingwithphoenix.com. That's investingwithphoenix.com.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We were talking about this this tweet thread, or X thread, I guess we need to call it now, X, formerly known as Twitter, that goes through the COVID vaccine mandate. As I just explained, in the health emergency that Donald Trump signed, it gave the Secretary of Health and Human Services the authority to waive the HIPAA requirements, to waive your privacy rights. Now, there was so much going on. And everybody was so afraid that we really didn't pay much attention to this stuff. We didn't pay attention to the details. It gets back to the conversation in the last hour about, or the beginning of this hour, how difficult it is to keep up with all of the news going on. Because we just kind of get a superficial view from the networks and the cable channels, and I don't care whether it's Fox News or CNN, I don't care who it is. But you only get a superficial view of the world. So, we weren't told that HHS was given the authority to waive HIPAA requirements. So what that says is that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, at the time, Alex Azar, appointed by Donald Trump, Trump gave him the unilateral ability to waive or modify requirements of all those programs, including HIPAA. And why is that important? Because that's the law that protects your medical data. And it specifies how it can be handled, by whom can handle it, in what ways they can handle it. Then the Trump lockdown started. And now Vivek Ramaswamy comes on board. In April of 2020, as the COVID-19 lockdowns were applied in America, Donald Trump's deep state began to move around. The deep state that Donald Trump told us he's going to get rid of. Donald Trump just handed the medical deep state, and the medical deep state at the federal level is huge. You go look at the budget of Health and Human Services, of the Centers for Medicare Services. You go look at any of those departments, any of those agencies under the NIH, NIAID, that was headed by Fauci. They have an they're monstrous. You know what they did? They awarded Vivek Ramaswamy's company, DataVant, to create and lead a COVID-19 health database. How in the heck did a company that is barely 2 years old headed by Vivek Ramaswamy, get that kind of contract. They issued a press release on April 22, 2020. Leading healthcare companies announced COVID-19 research database. And it was Vivek Ramaswamy's company. Now, you might say that's coincidental. You might say that's just the way it worked out. Well, let me ask you this. How does a small startup company that's barely 2 years old, how does that company get picked by Health and Human Services under Trump's emergency order to protect your health data? And how does it get picked over any other agency or any other company? Enter Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law. And not just Jared Kushner, but his little brother, Joshua Kushner. You see, nobody's really talked about this. Joe Stieff has put together this information on Twitter, and it's absolutely mind-boggling to me. So how did Vivek Ramaswamy's company, DataVance, score the lead on the top data collection project of the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Was it coincidence? Just coincidence that the family friend of more than 15 years just happened to be calling the shots in the White House? Because, you see, turns out that Jared Kushner and Vivek Ramaswamy were really good friends from Harvard. Really good friends from Harvard. In a committee meeting on June 17, 2020, Sharon Arnold, the Department of Health and Human Services Executive Staff Director, pay attention to this. She wrote, "There are a number of research activities going on in the department, including Operation Warp Speed, which aims to deliver 300 million doses of a safe and effective vaccine." Well, we turned that wasn't true. "By January of 2021, this is part of a broader strategy to accelerate the development, manufacture, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics." So they have launched a centralized, secure enclave to store and study vast amounts of medical record data for people diagnosed with COVID across the country. It's part of the effort called the National COVID Cohort Collaboration. The acronym for that was N3C. At the September 14, 2020 meeting of the subcommittee on privacy, confidentiality, and security considerations for data collection, they wrote this. "There's a clinical data being collected. There is clinical data being collected by a number of NIH agencies. This includes the N3C consortium." Huh. The NC3 consortium, headed by a bunch of different people, turns out that what they were talking about was creating a system by which they would collect your health data. If you got tested, that went into the system. You got vaccinated, that went into the system. You were hospitalized, that went into the system. You went to your doctor because after you got your shot, you were feeling sick or something, that went to the system. You felt like you were ill, maybe you had COVID, you went to your doctor, you went to the ER, that went into the system. All of this goes into the system, and guess what? It was DataVant, Vivek Ramaswamy's company that was working on this. To this point, you'll notice I've not mentioned any of the big healthcare insurers. They've got the technology. They've got the security largely in place because they already have to be HIPAA compliant. But they're not mentioned anywhere. The plan to use a company that didn't have the ability to keep private, secure medical records. Instead, they started developing a system that was more like a cryptocurrency system. Create tokens. Take all of your data together, try to anonymize it, but put it into a token. Well, if you understand the token has to have little legs that spread out because all of that data that comes in to create the token has to come from somewhere. And so when the token is created, all of your data is either in that token, or the token can be, for lack of a better term, can be dissected, and the anonymity disappears, completely disappears. And Mr. Stipe says that he's told by many PhDs in computer science that this is not a secure way to use health data. It's simply amazing that all of this occurs and we find out that none of it's really secure. So if you fast forward to the end of May 2021, the stage was set. The federal government intended to offer you, all Americans, their carrot. Take the vaccines. You heard Joe Biden say it over and over again. Compelled adoption was implemented everywhere, particularly in blue states, blue cities, but even at Trump Tower. With the knowledge that the Trump administration had given the Biden administration through the deep state and through all the legislative support, funding through the CARES Act, Warp Speed, they were preparing the language on the mandates. They were preparing the stick. And less than 90 days later, that stick would be used, the stick that Donald Trump built. And that stick turns out that, yep, they were indeed going to use that stick. Huh. The stick sounded somewhat like this.
Development. And it got down to 0.7% from 2%. We used to lead the world. And I don't know how we can be the safest, most secure, and healthiest nation in the world without significant investment in science and technology. And I mean that. And so you've all really stepped up. And one of the things that I also, it doesn't directly relate today, but Arthi and I talked a little bit about it earlier this morning, is that what leaders say matter in terms of people's confidence in things they're not sure about. And one of those areas, you saw what happened with regard to the crisis, health crisis we had that cost us, lost well over a million people. And as time began to move on, had more and more voices saying, no, 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 you don't need to get that shot. You don't need to be in case, you don't need to. And we have a new strain of COVID now, and we have answers for it. But I just would urge those in public life and both political parties or no political party to be cautious about sometimes inflammatory things you say about this, because people's lives are at stake. And the last piece was when I was vice president, for a slightly different reason, I spent a lot of time going between rural areas and urban areas. And one of the things that you're going to talk about here is the healthcare work.
Don't be one of those who questions things, because you're going to kill people, and we got to stop the misinformation. How about the truth? How about the truth about what you did with our information? And how about the truth that all along, isn't it interesting that Vivek Ramaswamy is out there campaigning? Now, look, I like what he says. I think he's very articulate. I don't think there's a chance in hell he's going to get the nomination. But nonetheless, isn't it interesting? This guy suddenly appears on the stage running for president. And if you dig deep, you'll find very deep ties between Jared Kushner, Donald Trump, and Vivek Ramaswamy. And you'll suddenly find that your health information, all collected during COVID, was being collected by a Vivek Ramaswamy company that was given a contract from the White House, well, technically through HHS, but if Jared Kushner is running the show, he gets a contract to control your health data. Where is that data? What's that data being used for? You know, we sit here, and slowly but surely, and I think we'll find out even more in our lifetimes, I think when Rand Paul goes after Dr. Fauci, I think that's a good thing. I think when oversight committees start digging into these kinds of contracts, that's a good thing. And I also think that if and when another pandemic, or if this new strain of COVID gets to the point where they start trying to recommend lockdowns, or that, you know, it's a mandatory vaccine, I think the more we learn between now and whenever, if ever, we get to that point, that people stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this again. I'm not going to stand 6 feet apart. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to do this. You see, they lied to us. And they played, I know, shocker, and they played games behind the scenes to reward their Harvard classmates that didn't have the security, didn't have the capacity, didn't have the experience or anything to handle your health data, and they gave it to Vivek Ramaswamy's company. What else are we going to learn? What else are we going to find out about what really went on during those lockdowns? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to read the entire thread on X, formerly known as Twitter, I just retweeted that on my Twitter account. So there's a good reason to go follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. And you can read the entirety of Joe's thread on what we were just talking about. You know, the other reason that's important is I think that there is a genuine support for censorship, a grassroots support for censorship. Do you know that the share of adults in the United States who say the federal government should work with tech companies to restrict what they consider to be false information rose from 39% to 55% between 2018 and 2023? So that means more than half of Americans think that the tech companies and the federal government should work together and that they should restrict false information. Who decides what's false information? I decide what's false information. You decide what's false information. Are we going to have the Bureau of False Information, the Department of False Information? I mean, we're talking Nazi Germany kind of stuff.
Well, we're going to have a Bureau of Disinformation, and we're going to come after you if you say something that we think is wrong.
You know, I think this occurs because people are scared of wrong information. Well, you shouldn't be scared of it. You should be willing to confront false information. And you should certainly be afraid of having somebody else tell you what's true or what's false. Democrats who favor government censorship increased from 40 to 70% between that same time period. Now, Republicans have been better, but they're still wavering. Their support for censorship went from 37% to 28% to 39% in 2018, 21, and 23. So overall, while it dropped a little bit, it did go up to 39%. But at least Republicans are still below the 50% mark. Most alarming, though, is the support of young people for censorship. A nationwide survey of 2,200 college students from across 131 universities found that 74% believe that professors should be reported to the university administration if they say something offensive. These poor little babies. You know, they got daddy's credit card. Then mommy and daddy bought them a car, and they're going to university, and the professor said something that offended them. Oh, poor little poopy poopy heads. Grow up. We are growing and breeding a nation of wusses that are scared to death that a professor is going to say something that might offend you. 40%. Said a professor should be reported for saying the true statement, if you look at the data, there is no evidence of blank. And whatever blank is. I wish I could tell you that it's better in other countries, but it's not. In a lot of other countries, it's actually worse, and often much worse. According to Pew Research, Americans are the most supportive of free speech and free press. But several European and Latin American nations also emerge as relatively strong supporters, as do Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Man, at a time when we're starting to figure out what really happened in the past, and more than half of Americans want somebody to collude with another to hide false information, wow. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.